From the land of Peeps, Mark Guitar, and Bacon-themed baseball teams, it's the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast! And now your hosts, George Wacker and Tyler Rothrock!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I am your co-host, George Wacker, with Tyler Rothrock.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
And welcome back. This is our second episode. We got a lot of good feedback on our first episode, so we're going to kind of, you know, jump right into it and keep it fun and light. But speaking of not fun and not light,
no.
Tyler just got here today a little bit late because he had a little issue last night. We're recording this the day after it snowed.
Yeah.
Most recently. So tell us what happened.
Well, I want to start off this podcast by thanking a unsung hero of the Lehigh Valley, the roads department. I don't think we give those guys and women enough credit. You know, they're out there because I went down. I had a show in the middle of nowhere, and
where's the middle of nowhere?
I just know the township was Greenville Township.
Yeah, when you start saying townships, it's like we don't have a post office.
Yeah, I had to call AAA like six times. They're like, where's your location? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea where I am right now, but I got stuck on a hill in the snow, and I thought that's where I was gonna die.
Okay.
Because I called the police.
What happened? Like, were you just driving up it or down it? Or?
Well, yeah, I was driving to the show, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get up the hill, and there was somebody in front of me. They got stuck, and so I was like, this is over. I backed into some driveway, and
like, this is how it ends.
Yeah, I thought this. I'm gonna die doing what I love, scrolling Instagram. That's how I'm gonna die. And I called the police. I called the state police, and I was like, hey, I'm stuck on the side of the road. And the state cop was like, yeah, that's not good. I'm like, no, what should I do? He's like, probably stay warm for as long as you can. Good luck. And he hung up on me. And then I called the tow company, and they were like, we would come pick you up, but all of our tow trucks are in ditches as well, stuck.
And that's when you're like, well,
yep, that's it. It's over now. I'm gonna get buried alive in snow. And then some hero in a Hummer. I want people to understand I didn't see a car on the road for hours.
Right.
And then this just dude in a Hummer, the only car that could save me, really.
Wait, was it like an old-fashioned Hummer or the new H2?
No, the old, like, I just came
like
from
the real military.
Yeah, I just
one,
came
yeah.
from the military base Hummer. And I'm like, can you take me where people are? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm just out here having a drive. Like, dude. So I parked the car, and he took me home, and we're best friends now.
He drove you all the way home?
15 miles.
Wow.
No, he drove me. I went to his house.
Wait. So the story doesn't end. So you go to his house, and then what?
Well, then he took me to my car in the morning.
So you stayed over at this guy's house?
No, he took me to my manager's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you like, stayed over at the
Hummer
guy's house.
He dropped me off.
Because that's how, like, exactly how a horror movie
starts. Yeah.
I got you, buddy.
But the thing is,
jump in the back of my old Hummer.
The horror movie could have gone either way. I could have been the murderer, or he could have been the murderer.
This is true.
And we don't know. And now, but at the next day, none of us were the murderers, and not even the snow.
And that's the job, like, being the,
uh-oh.
Oh, hold on a second here. All right. Being in that situation, you're just talking about the unsung heroes people who do that's something where if you're that guy who has the plow in the front of your car, like, nobody really appreciates you until you actually save them.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, I mean, my brother works for the Bethlehem Streets Department, mm-hmm. and I don't give him enough credit. He was out at, like, he left at 3 a.m. this morning, got back, and he's just helping idiots like me.
And they're like, oh, thanks. Like, why didn't you come down my alleyway that has one car per year that goes down it?
Yeah. You clipped a mirror. Yeah, because they're plowing every street. All the streets, they're plowing all of them. And they're treating them. And they're making it so idiots like me don't die in my car
Well, because, you know, when it snows like that, you shouldn't go out. Like,
no.
Just don't go drive anywhere. And then you're mad because they didn't plow it for you.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
it was my fault. It was 100% my fault. But I lived to tell the tale.
Well, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here because we have some important things to talk about.
Yeah, let's dig into it here.
So, Music Fest, I think this is they've done this for the last couple of years. Music Fest has started to announce their headlining acts for the summer.
Yeah, they
build up to it. It's a smart move.
It's good because it starts making you think about it. I think it gives people a chance to buy their tickets early, which is always good for Music Fest. So, like, you got a ticket, you're going to end up going. And it's always kind of fun to see the lineup kind of come to fruition.
Yeah, yeah. Just
so, but it's also one of my favorite times of year because people start going insane.
Yeah.
So, like, Music Fest announced, I think the first one was Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Who is... whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a good artist. Like,
you can't
I don't
hate
know.
His music.
Be weird if you hated Jason Mraz. Jason Mraz would be like, if it was like Insane Clown Posse, you could be like, I hate them, those guys. But like Jason Mraz, like I would like to meet the person that hates Jason Mraz.
Because the only reason you could hate him is like because of his hats.
Yeah.
Or
he like stole your girlfriend.
That's
or something
it.
Like that.
But no, he's like great, fun, good music.
Yeah.
You can bring your kids to this one.
Yep.
And then I don't even have these written down.
Maybe that's why they hate him, because they have to bring their kids.
Well, I saw kids at the Kesha concert.
Yeah.
I covered it, so I had to go a couple of years back. And number one, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
But number two, like, you see all these dads who brought like their 10-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And then you could kind of see their faces when they realize what she's singing.
Right, right. Oh, God.
You knew, like, they never checked her music. Because at one point, like, we're surrounded by hundreds of 12-year-old girls and whatever. The music's fun. She's doing a good job. And then Kesha starts singing, like, everyone take your shirt off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please do not.
Yeah. No, that's illegal.
Do that or everyone here is going to jail. And then these dads, like, I saw a couple people walk out. And he's like, that's nobody's fault but your own, buddy.
Right.
It's like these songs are pretty much about.
Well, that happened when I was young. The first concert I ever went to was at Music Fest. And it was when Sugar Ray came.
All right.
And my parents took me and my friend Justin to
Sugar
Ray.
Sugar Ray. Do you have frosted tips back then?
I might have. I actually might have.
Those are good.
But I remember sitting and like, because Sugar Ray, I was a fan, but I was too young to really go to concerts.
Right.
And there was like people my age now at the, like smoking, you know.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and drinking. And I remember everybody was standing and these two women behind me started grabbing my butt. Like, the whole time, and I didn't know what to do, so it got to the point where I just sat down for the entire concert. Everybody else was standing, and I sat for the entire, because they were just touching
my... How old were they?
They were probably, like, 20, 24, just... And looking back, they were just hammered drunk.
Right, and they're like, let's fuck with this kid.
Look at this little kid at a Sugar Ray concert. I'm going to grab his butt until he has to sit for the whole concert. That was my first Music Fest. But that's not going to happen at Jason Mraz. There's going to be no...
there'll probably be some, like, weed, throughout. But this is what happens. So then Music Fest is like, all right, we're going to make our announcement. They make your announcement. They put it on Facebook. And then you get, you know, that guy who goes, who?
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
If I don't know this guy, then why would you bring him to my Music Fest?
Yeah.
Music Fest is awful. And then you get the second comment, this would have been great 10 years ago.
Right, yeah. Everybody's like a Monday morning quarterback. This thing that... It's like, okay, sorry that your favorite band isn't booked.
My favorite are the new age punk guys who, Jesus Christ. Sorry, we have a little problem here. My dog's going crazy in the studio, ripping shit apart. Just calm down.
Guest on the podcast, Lincoln.
All right, he's fine. So then what you have happen is... you know, people start getting, you know, really upset about it for absolutely no reason. And you have these new age punk guys. I don't know what you would call them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, why didn't you book that band, you know, Treasure Love Seat Zipper, who, you know, in their last concert, they sold 27 tickets in a Nazareth basement
or something.
And people get so mad, like, why wouldn't you bring them in? I know what I would do if I was a manager. And they forget about all these things that poor Music Fest. You talk about unheralded jobs.
Yeah.
It's like the people who are booking that.
Yeah, they're booking. It's like they should have booked Lightning Syrup. Remember we saw them in that cigar bar, that one, and, you know, 6 years ago? They were amazing. It's like, your night was amazing. That doesn't mean that they were amazing. You know what I mean? Like, just get... Music Fest is fun. Just let Music Fest be fun. You don't have to worry about if you're... Like, your favorite band's probably not going to come. Imagine if everybody's had to have their favorite
well,
band.
And then there's the other people who are like, okay, so you don't want that, you know, idiot band that brings two people. But then they're like, you should have U2. Or what about Pearl Jam? That would be the best. It's like, I don't think they remember. Like, there's 10 days of music. And Music Fest isn't Coachella.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to have, like, one type of
these
act.
These bands make money also. So it's very expensive to get Pearl Jam. You know, so...
and they couldn't handle... Like, Pearl Jam's too big.
Yeah.
Even if they could get them. So that's what... It's just hilarious that people get so mad. And I don't know... I don't know why. Because there has to be a reason.
And they go. They'll go.
Right.
And the shows sell out. And everybody has a good time. Music Fest is the greatest time in the area. And they'll be there for 10 days. And they'll be the people, I haven't been down to Music Fest
it's
in 10
drunks.
Years. It's all commercialized. Then they'll be like, hey, didn't I see you on Main Street with a mug?
With a funnel cake.
And a funnel cake.
And a take a taco stuffed in your pants. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing that it blows my mind that people have to be. It's the same people who, whenever like somebody says something about McDonald's on Facebook, they're like, that's poison.
Yeah, poison.
And yet they eat it like twice a week.
It's like, but dude, like, you know what you could do if you're unhappy with the bookings that Music Fest is doing? Here's what you do. It's simple. It's actually you start a music festival and you raise a bunch of money and you book whoever you want to book.
Yeah.
So you want Pearl Jam?
You just go and book them.
Yeah, ask
sure
some of your closest friends and family to scrap together about $500,000 and throw a concert with Pearl Jam.
Here's the other thing that also blows my mind. So you have the we're talking about headlining concerts. And sure, the tickets are anywhere between, I don't know, probably start at like $40-$50, which is normalish. Meanwhile, you have literally hundreds of free shows.
Yeah, free, yeah.
You can go to Music Fest and not spend a freaking dime.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. You know, obviously it wouldn't be as much fun, but that's the point. Like, that's how capitalism works.
Yeah.
You need to pay for things to keep the whole thing working. But there are some great shows. They had, like, whoever. Like,
I saw Red Elvis, I think, like, six times last year. And
that's
every
probably
time
the best
I
show
fun,
at Music Fest.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I actually listen to them, but it's just
everybody I know
is there, and it's a fun time.
Or who's the other one? The Talking Heads tribute band.
The Talking Heads tribute band.
Which is just packed.
Yeah.
You can barely even...
Stop making sense, right?
But that's... So when you're going to complain about the headliners, like, just take a second and shut up.
Yeah, dude.
Because there's a reason, like, they're like, oh, I bet they're bringing back Boston. Well, you know why they're bringing back Boston? If they do, I don't know if they are. They're bringing back Boston because it sells out.
Yeah.
So why would you not bring back another band that you know, hey, this is going to sell out, we're going to do well, it's going to allow us to continue to be Music Fest.
Yeah, and if you're super unhappy, quit your job, tell ArtsQuest or still be like, I will volunteer... And do whatever kind of market
for
research.
No money.
Yeah, and to make sure that you get what I like. I want what I like. And also, there's another option. If you really, really want to hear Pearl Jam live or whatever, you can go online.
Yes.
And you can find out where they're playing.
Well, it's funny, too, because it'd be like, well, my favorite band is, you know, whatever, Rod Stewart. He's not a band, but I guess he has a band. Like, bring him in. And meanwhile, like, during Music Fest, you know, he's touring Asia.
Yeah.
So, like, what are they supposed to do?
We'll fly him from Japan.
For one date. And then he'll come in. So, we started making sure that because we've been pushing for them to book Gwar for a long time now. And, unfortunately, it hasn't happened. But I'm not, like, getting all mad, and I don't, like, complain on Facebook. So, I just started saying that, you know, Gwar's playing. So we put up a picture of Jason Mraz with Gwar in front of him, hoping that maybe Gwar sees that, and then maybe
Gwar's
they'll just be like,
we'll just calm down. We'll just do it.
We'll do a show before Jason Mraz.
Imagine Gwar opening up for the people's faces when they would see who came to see
like,
Jason Mraz. Opening up for Jason Mraz, Gwar, and it's like, whoa.
And if you have no idea who Gwar is, just do yourself a favor.
Give it a Google.
Gwar. They're basically guys who dress up like the monsters from the Lords of the Ring and make some pretty awful, great metal music. But yeah, so people need to just chillax. It's another one of those things, too. You only see the people from the Lehigh Valley really complaining about it. Because then you'll see like somebody from New Jersey or...
Well, they're only coming if they're a band they like is... The only reason somebody from New Jersey is going to come, there's two... An out-of-towner is going to come because of somebody they like is playing.
Right.
Or they've been coming and it's just a damn good time every time they come. Regardless of who's playing. And that's why there's a million people.
Right. Well, there was one last year. It was just a random like girl on Facebook who I knew. And she's like, man, I hate...
So she wasn't random, George.
Well, you know. But she's like, hey, it's music fest time. I hate living down here. Like, why do they do... And it's like, you moved in that apartment 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You're fully aware, hey, there's a 10-day music festival. And there's a lot of other festivals in downtown.
Yeah.
It's just
and also, why did you group text? Why did you group text all your friends saying, let's pregame at my place? Like,
I'm right in the middle of
it. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so fun.
And they get mad because there's a music festival down there. The only reason you can get mad is if, like, you bought your house in 1975, like, or 1983, like, right before it started.
Yeah.
Just, you know, enjoy.
Or if you hate fun.
Yes, if you're, I hate all the drunk, just drunk fest, let's put.
Yeah.
And I get that. It's people get drunk there, and they also
But
get,
what do you expect?
They get drunk everywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, there's people getting drunk right now downtown.
It's a great thing. It's been a great thing for this area.
So, and I'm sure, you know, I'll get some crap for being a music fest fanboy, but
An apologist, a music fest apologist?
Yes, it's 10 days where, during the summer, where you can tell friends from out of town, like, dude, come crash at my house. We're going to wake up at, you know, whatever time. We're gonna get, like, a big brunch, and we're going to head down to music fest all day long, listen to free music, and maybe we'll score some tickets for the Jason Mraz Gwar.
Well, it's honestly, I mean, why we started the comedy festival there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just wanted my friends to come from out of town, and I knew the only way to get my comedy friends to come would be as if they were doing a show. But every one of them has said how fun.
Yeah, so if you don't know, 2 years ago at Music Fest, there's a venue on the south end of Music Fest, I guess you could call it, by the river. It's called the Ice House, and it's owned by the city, and it's an old ice house where they drop ice off. Like, literally, that's what it was. And we rented it from the city because nobody was using it during Music Fest. I guess they figured...
I don't know why.
Why would it? I don't even know. Like,
how did it...
And then we put on a comedy show 2 years ago, and then last year Arts Quest thought it was a fun idea, so they got involved and made it a little bit more professional, and we were able to get it advertised out there, and it's been great, and we're going to do it again. But yeah, some people who've never been down to Music Fest got it and had fun with it.
Yeah.
So we will continue to defend Music Fest because, you know, if you want to live somewhere boring, go to Lancaster.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Lancaster's a beautiful area.
Or go to where I got stuck in the snow. Go to Greenville Township. Make sure you go there on a snowy night, and you'll never have to leave. You could just stay
in some guy's basement.
Yeah. Yep.
For the rest of time. So, speaking of weird things, there was, and I don't know if everybody heard about this, so I'm going to try to explain it. The other night, it was Friday night, there was this weird, like, so we're sitting in our living room, and there's this weird, like, whooshing.
It was Friday? This past Friday?
Was it Friday? Yeah. So it was like a whooshing sound, like a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Mm. But it was like, you know, it was almost as if you hear a really heavy wind.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. You hear it for like 10 seconds, and it goes away. But this is like a minute into it, and it didn't go away. So
I think I did hear that at my mom's house, now that I'm thinking about it.
So I go outside, and I'm like, maybe it's like a leaf truck or something. Like, it was really a weird sound. You couldn't figure it out. Go outside. You can still hear it. It's like swirling. And the ironic part is I consistently make fun of people who go on Facebook groups and say, guys, what was that sound?
Yeah, oh, the world is coming to an end.
Because
oh.
It's usually during like July 4th or their Iron Pigs fireworks.
Yeah.
And like 10 years now, they still haven't figured out that the Iron Pigs have fireworks. So,
which is a good thing. That means they're winning.
Like what? So I went in there. I'm like, you know, that was insane. So our buddy, Mike Becker at Spin Radio.
Mm-hmm. I saw his post. Yeah,
he posted. He's like, what was that? He ends up calling.
You think the cops?
The airport.
Oh, the airport.
He literally was that concerned of a citizen, I guess.
Yeah.
Or freaked out. He called the airport. And then the airport confirmed it was a military aircraft.
Yeah, like a.
It was like a B-1 or something. I don't know exactly. But it was a one with a jet engine. So the jet engine is what people heard. And then just begins a incredible internet like battle of people before they had the knowledge of what it was, like sounding so smart to themselves.
Right.
Because there's a couple guys being like, oh, it's obviously the Amazon planes testing out their jet engines.
Yep, that's obviously what that is. I know that. I mean, you don't know that, but I know that this is an Amazon plane, case closed. And I was like, no.
My favorite ones are the guys who are like, ugh, obviously you've never lived next to a military base before. Well, yeah, no shit. I haven't. So military. How would I know what that sound is? And like,
obviously
how...
you've never been a pilot in the Air Force before.
Oh, right? Yeah. I'm just like, that's a normal thing for everyone to be. And then it's funny, like, they're just like, ugh. Like, I heard that sound and immediately was like, well, that's the jet engine turbine of a B-152 bomber, obviously. There's nothing to worry about.
Thrust is at 1/4 amount, and...
But my favorite is all those guys were mostly wrong, because it turned out that it was, like, a... So I guess the airport, again, I don't know, like, know too much about it, but the airport does, the military does some stuff there. And
Hopefully that's not, like, one of the planes we use for... sneak attacks on our opponents.
Because it's really fucking loud. It was crazy. It was, and we, I'm 5 miles away from the airport, like in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, like, I think further away than I am who heard it. Like, it was.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're like, live right next to the airport. I mean, again, it's like the music fest thing. You can't get mad. Well,
maybe that's the purpose of the plane. The Army's like, we need a plane that will disorient people. Within a 10-mile radius, and they'll think it's a windstorm of some type.
All the Afghanis. Yeah. Or like, oh man, what does that sound?
Well, they're gonna probably think it's an Amazon Prime plane.
No, nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about,
guys.
Here.
Don't worry.
It's not an Army plane. It's an Amazon Prime plane.
It's my order of shampoo coming in.
It's an Xbox coming for everybody.
But yeah, it was crazy, and it's just crazier the amount of like you people, you know, businesses will be like, how do I make things go viral? How do I do this and that? And then. We put up a thing on Lehigh Valley We Love the Facebook, and it was just like, hey, that was crazy, and the airport said it was a military aircraft. We think it's a UFO. And it was like 400 comments.
Yeah, some people are like, it could be. I think it might be.
It's just amazing how, you know, something like that happens, and people just have to either be mean to each other, be like, you're so dumb, how do you not know, or not believe.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well... The airport's lying to you.
Isn't that crazy how, like, because if those people say, if you put those people in a room together and one person walks in the room and says, there was a UFO at the airport, nobody's yelling at that person. Like, you're wrong. It was a Amazon Prime plane. Like, that argument won't start, but you put it on a Facebook thread and everybody now is like some kind of expert in everything, you know? And like that's why I did a test post. I do these trolling test posts where the one was like I did it on Twitter. It was studies show that Republicans side with the Winter Olympics when Democrats side with the Summer Olympics, which according to Huffington Post, which is not according to anybody. I just made
fake
it up.
News,
but people were like arguing with me. It's like, no, I disagree. And then people were like, obviously that's true. It's like, dude, this is not a fact. I just made up. No wonder why people say fake news. Because you could just say something. They could say that you did fake news because you're like, well, it's a UFO. Yeah, we were kidding.
Well, we put up that GWAR was opening for Jason Mraz. And I feel bad. But WFMZ, one of their hosts, I guess, believed it for a little bit. And he was like, oh man, you know, Gore. So then all of his like anchor friends called him out on Twitter and they tweeted us. They're like, you know, you had him going for a little bit. And I'm like, if that got reported,
that'd be awesome.
On 69 News, which again, we will have to do an episode of 69 News. Yeah, we do. But if that got reported, that'd be amazing. And, you know, I think it's people just were so used to taking things for face value so long. And no offense to older people, but mostly older people, because you get the news.
Well, older people never take offense, George.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be fine. They're fine. But they would just, you know, they get the newspaper. That's the news. That's real.
Yeah.
So when your grandma sees something online about how Obama's taken away, you know, their firstborn children, she's going to be like, I got it. What am I going to do?
I love it.
You know, just like vet out your, think for a second. Do you really think GWAR? Would open up for...
Like, just to use your brain. And do you think that if the aliens were coming, would their first stop be Lehigh Valley International Airport? Would it be? You think the Lehigh Valley is going to be where they're going to touch down first? Going like, to send their kids to I don't know, wherever, whatever.
They would come there and be like, "Hey, let's go to that place where everyone hates their super fun free music festival."
All the aliens are like, "We need to." I think we need to go. I want to check out the Lehigh Valley Mall. I think if I'm an outer space being, I want to go. I don't know. I got to go see what this Easton Public Market's all about.
They should go to the Phillipsburg Mall. You know, there's like
literally. Oh, that's a sad mall.
There's one. It used to be the Westgate Mall in Bethlehem was the saddest one, and it was basically.
Although they got a. That might be our business that we're shouting out today.
The Westgate Mall?
No, amateur athlete.
Okay, well,
it's the gem.
But
it's the gem.
We'll
of
do
the
that.
Westgate
we got
Mall.
Like 2 minutes left here before we get into that.
Okay.
So Westgate Mall used to be like they had Hawk Music there. I would go get my guitar strings there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you like grab a bagel. With the and then not at Hawk Music, but whatever. But now it turned into just like an old people racetrack.
Yeah.
So they go in there and
walk
circles.
See that. Yeah, yeah. They do the walkers, the mall walkers.
So it was the saddest mall for a long time, and then the trampoline park came in. And if you haven't been to that, I forget which one it is, Sky Zone or something.
Sky Zone.
And I went there. I've been there twice. It's a lot of fun. But then they're bringing in, you know, dozens of families all the time. So,
yeah,
you know, the local pizza place right now, even though they serve like that awful pizza there. But if they have.
I like that pizza.
It's like cardboard and like some string cheese on it. But
it's
funny
because like the Peaburg Mall will sell you gift cards for all the other malls. Like that's all their businesses.
You know what mall isn't bad? Is the Palmer Park Mall.
Palmer Park Mall is pretty good.
We were just there.
Yeah.
They have an Orange Julius, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah, that was like when growing up, like as a Nazareth boy, you would go there with girls, and
absolutely.
Your guy friends would either go to the Regal Cinemas or the Palmer Park Mall.
Where'd you hang out? Did they have the Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah, you would
let's go in the back.
Yeah, you would just be like. You just walk around and be like, and you would buy a chick, like, you would buy her, like, an Orange Julius thinking you're some kind of badass. But
dude, if you buy a girl an Orange Julius, you are a badass.
Yeah.
I just met, like, the only person I've ever met who doesn't like the taste
of
orange. And it's our friend Pat's girlfriend.
Alicia?
I don't know if I want to embarrass her on
Alicia,
on
I
air,
thought
but
I'd...
she said it was, like, the most disgusting taste in the world. And I can't look at her right now.
No, I don't appreciate it.
Everything should be Orange Julius flavored.
Yeah.
The only bad
that.
Thing about that mall, I guess, is the pet shop. But that's
why? Why are they all like?
Well, they like these
are the
poor
pets
dogs.
Racist there? Or something?
No, they're just like they're like very sick and dying. Yeah. I don't know. They always seem fine to me.
Well, it's the only pet shop in the Lehigh Valley where they sell all racist pets.
I can't go home with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So since we do again, this is our second show.
Yeah.
So we haven't perfected anything yet, but we're going to be shouting out to. Local businesses we love.
Mm-hmm.
You know more about Amateur Athlete than I do, so.
Yeah, Amateur Athlete, owned and operated by Joe Yo, a good family friend of ours. They've been there, I would say over 30 like years, you know. They
in the Westgate Mall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Westgate was their original location. And they went to a couple other malls and they're doing well. It's all like skateboard, like kind of like the cool, like they have LRG, they have like Nixon watches, they got the Brixen stuff, you know, all that kind of like snowboard. They have snowboard apparel. All
right.
If you want to go get geared up for the winter, and just drop in there.
Yeah, go to Amateur Athlete and
tell
West
Joe
Game
we
Mall
sent. Yeah, tell Joe Yo we sent.
Do a couple laps.
Do a couple. Yeah, yeah. Bring in some.
I think the record is. You know, old James Foster down there. He did four laps.
What you do is go to Amateur, you buy a skateboard, and then you just fly by the mall walkers on your skateboard and show them how life could be.
And they're like,
with a set of wheels.
Rotten kids.
Yeah.
So, I think
enjoy Guar at Music Fest.
I think that brings us to about the end of our show.
Yeah.
Again, I just want to say, just calm down with Music Fest. You know, you're not going to like everybody, and that's the point.
And maybe you'll go there, and you'll. That's the other thing about Music Fest. You'll go there to see, and maybe you won't think this is the band you like, and then you'll end up liking the band.
You
How
know,
many
I
times
make,
does that happen?
I'll make a Music Fest challenge. Everyone should go to one show that it's like a genre of music they
take
they
a chance.
Hate.
Take a chance on it because listen, the people, we know the people that book Music Fest.
Right.
They're not good at this.
You think they're, you like, know, let's book really crappy band. I wonder how that will do for my job.
I bet you'd be pleasantly surprised if you go check out a band that's, these bands are nationally touring acts. They're doing this for real.
Right.
And you're going to have a good time, we promise. Take a chance. That should be, that's going to be the Music Fest challenge of the year.
Yeah. Just go to one show where you're like, just randomly, whatever, pick it. Be like, I have no idea what this is. Because I did that on accident. My buddy Rich was, because you can go down, you can volunteer. And he volunteered to announce a couple bands.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, we're down drinking. He's like, oh, crap. I got to run over there and announce this band for this whatever show. And it was some, I forget exactly what it was, but it's like world music.
Yeah.
So it's got, you know, like bongos and those steel drums and everything. We ended up sticking around for the whole show because it was really good. Never would I have been like that song.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I definitely think that's something that people can look at.
Go
so,
get a brand new outfit at Amateur. Head down to a brand new show at Music Fest.
There you go.
And don't use Amazon Prime planes to get it.
Because so, you probably die.
Shop local.
All right. We will catch you guys next week. Remember, we are out every Monday is what we're going to try to be doing.
Yep. Happy President's Day, by the way.
You have off on Monday, so this is even better. Download this. Whatever you're listening to this on, if you could subscribe to it, that would be super awesome because we want to get as many subscribers as possible. And as we move forward, you know, we're going to hopefully get some guests. So if we could get the fighter pilot who flew that plane, if you know him, if you could send us
whoever the guy that got the throttle stuck, obviously.
Give us his email because we'd love to have him.
His email.
In studio.
Doug@airforce.edu.
All right, peace out. Have a good week.
See you.